Gemara says on the bottom of the Daf Beis, Rabbi Yechon holds that in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, you are not shoyel the Geshamim until Zayin Cheshvan. And what's the reason for that? The reason is because of the Eilei Regalim. During the time of the Mikdash, you have Eilei Regalim. People of the Eilei Regal, they have to get home, and the Achron Shebi Yisrael could take them 2 weeks to get home, like the Gemara says, Mishnah says later on in Daf Yod. And therefore, we don't want to ask for rain while they're on the road, so we wait 2 weeks till the last Yid got home to his house, and he doesn't have to worry about the rain. And only then we're shoyel the Geshamim. So that's the reason why we push off the Sheila until Zayin Cheshvan, because we don't want to either we're going to get stuck in the rain. Now, Shlomo Zalman was once asked a Gvaldik Akasha when he was a child. This is brought down in the Halicha Shlomo and Tefillah, Perk Ches, in footnote number 69. So it says over there, there is Nishal Rabbeinu B'Yaldusa, Gvaldik Akasha. Somebody asked him that if we're worried about the either we're going, we don't want them to get rained upon, and therefore we push off the Sheila for 2 weeks, then we should do the same thing before Pesach. We're not to be shoyel the Saint Talmater all the way until Pesach. But 2 weeks before Pesach, these Eilei Regalim are going to leave their house and start walking towards the Beis Hamikdash to be Eilei Regal. And if we're being shoyel the Geshem, they're going to get stuck in the rain. So why don't we stop being shoyel the Geshem 2 weeks before Pesach in order, for the sake of those people that are being Eilei Regal from the further, faraway places, they shouldn't get stuck in the rain. What's the chilik between what we do on Sukkot? So we push it off 2 weeks, and before Pesach, we don't push it off 2 weeks. We don't stop the Sheila 2 weeks early. And Shlomo Zalman, as a child, answered a very nice practical teretz. He said that the chilik is like this. He says when the Eilei Regalim went up to the Regal for Sukkot, before Sukkot, that was still the summer season, and they're wearing their summer clothing, and they don't have their rain gear, they don't have their winter gear. And now when they go home, if they get stuck in the rain, it's going to be a big shter. It's going to bother them because they're stuck in the rain, and they have their summer clothing. But he says, and therefore we push it off. But he says when they go up at the end of the year, when they're going up by the regal for Pesach, that they're already holding in the winter, they're holding in the rain season, they have their winter gear, they have their rain gear, they're going to be prepared, and for them it's not going to be a problem to be stuck in the rain, because they'll dress accordingly, because they're already in the middle of the winter, and a little bit of rain is not going to be such a shter. That was the Gevalik HaTeretz that Rav Shlomo Zalman said as a child. Actually, it could be Maisif, maybe Al Derech HaMusar, that the Chilik could be like this, that on the Gemara over here, we're talking about the Eilei Regalim that are leaving the Beis HaMikdash, going home. You know, they're going home, it's a depressing time. You left the Beis HaMikdash, going back to your house, and there's not as much to look forward to, and then to get rained upon at that time is going to be a big shter. It's going to bother them, it's going to be difficult. We don't want them to get stuck in the rain. But Pesach, when they're leaving the house, they're leaving to go to the Beis HaMikdash, to be Eilei Regal, to go to the Shechina and see the Shechina, Yiroa Kol Srucha. There's a tremendous chavivas HaMitzvah, a tremendous Ava that they have to go towards the Beis HaMikdash. And they're going to do a mitzvah, they don't care about the rain. It can rain a little bit, it's not a problem. They're willing to handle a little bit of rain because they're on their way to be Mekayim, the Gemalik HaMitzvah, Eilei Regal. But on the way after Sukkot, when you're going home, you're not going home to do a mitzvah, you're leaving the Beis HaMikdash, then it's more difficult, and that's when Chazal said, we're going to push it off for 2 weeks in order that the rain shouldn't shter them.